This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. In 2020, after being cooped up indoors because of the pandemic, New Mexicans were encouraged to get outside, go hiking, and enjoy the wilderness. And people heeded the call. But with increased usage came an increase in calls for help. KUNM's Kaveh Movahed has more.
When lost or injured hikers call for help, New Mexico Search and Rescue Resource Officer Bob Rogers coordinates with his 50 volunteer search and rescue teams. It's been a busy year for them. Rescue missions are up by 25%. That makes 135 this year. Most 911 calls come from mountains near cities. Think the Sandias and Sangre de Cristos. Rogers says it's mostly inexperienced hikers who get in over their heads, especially at Albuquerque's La Luz Trail.
People will go to the trailhead, start hiking up, hit that snow, keep on going, and eventually that snow will turn to ice. It's not a great trail even in good weather conditions.
Rescue workers come out with ropes, ATVs, dogs, or aerial drones, and they work hand in hand with government agencies. They're almost always successful. Only two people were not found this year. For years, Michael Nestor worked with the Atalaya search and rescue team in Santa Fe. He says that even when all goes well, it's a fraught experience for everyone involved.
The reality of it is, no matter how good you are, no matter how informed you are, no matter how careful you are, you can die. It's just bigger than we are.
If you're heading into the mountains over the holidays, experts say to take plenty of food, something to start a fire, and always tell someone where you're going and when you'll be back. For KUNM, I'm Kaveh Movahed.